combat at its absolute worst. The shells were coming in by threes. Wiseman and I sat in our corners and cursed. Every time we heard a shell come over, we closed our eyes and put our heads between our legs. Every time the shells went off, we looked up and grinned at each other. I felt sick inside. I said I'd give a foot to get out of that place. We smelled the gunpowder as a rancid thunderhead enveloped our hole. A nasty, inch-square chunk of hot steel landed on Wiseman's lap. He smiled. Three more, and then three, and then three. No wonder men got combat exhaustion. Webster later wrote his parents, "Artillery takes the joy out of life." Things quieted down sufficiently for the supply people to bring up some British rations. Webster shouted at Hubler to throw him a can. Hubler was sitting above ground, laughing and joking, having a picnic with four or five others. "Come and get it," he called back. "The 88s are taking a break." An 88 came in. Hubler leaped into his hole with his buddies piling in on top of him. The men spent the night in their foxholes. There was a drizzle. The air was frosty. They sat with their heads on their knees, pulled their raincoats around their shoulders, and nodded off the best they could. Back in Uden, Winters and Nixon lost their front row seat. A German sniper spotted them and fired away. He hit the bell in the belfry. The ringing noise and the surprise sent the two officers flying down the steps. "I don't think our feet touched the steps more than two or three times," Winters declared. He set up his CP at a store on the road junction on the south end of town. The owners, the Van Orr family who lived there, welcomed them, then went down to the cellar. Winters had his men move the furniture and rugs to one side, then brought in the machine guns, ammunition, Molotov cocktails, and explosives, and prepared to defend against any attack. His plan was, if the Germans came on with tanks, to drop composition C charges and Molotov cocktails on the tanks from the second-floor windows, the Russian style of tank defense. With that position set, Winters went to the other end of town, the northwest corner. On the left side of the road coming into town, there was a manor house with a tavern on the other side.
This is the end of Disc 5.